From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says that plans for a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are still on for next month. Speaking during an Oval Office meeting with NATO's Secretary General, Trump said that Kim would not meet the same fate as former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
The Libyan model that was mentioned was a much different deal. This would be with Kim Jong-un, something where he'd be there, he'd be in his country, he'd be running his country.
The president's remarks were in contrast to those of his national security advisor John Bolton. Bolton said that the country's nuclear disarmament should follow the Libya model, embraced by Muammar Gaddafi, who gave up his atomic weapons, but was later overthrown and killed in a U.S.-backed uprising. The U.S. Senate on Thursday confirmed Gina Haspel as the first female CIA director, despite deep reservations among some lawmakers about her past involvement in harsh interrogation of terror suspects.
The ayes are 54, the nays are 45, and the nomination is confirmed.
Half a dozen opposition Democrats bucked their party and supported the controversial Haspel's nomination. Two Republicans voted against her, while Republican Senator John McCain, who was tortured during years spent as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, is in Arizona battling brain cancer and could not vote. The 61-year-old Haspel, a Russia specialist who spent her career in the clandestine service, takes over from Mike Pompeo, whom President Trump recently made his Secretary of State. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, check out our website. This is VOA News. European Union leaders say they are united in sticking to the Iran nuclear deal as long as Tehran abides by it. The EU leaders meeting in Sofia on Thursday said they will launch new measures to protect European firms doing business with Iran from U.S. sanctions. The EU will launch Friday the so-called blocking status to protect, in particular, small and mid-sized companies with Iranian business interests. It will also tap the European Investment Bank to help shield those businesses from threatened U.S. sanctions following President Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. Officials in the U.S. state of Hawaii say there was an explosive eruption at the Kilauea Volcano Summit Thursday that sent a plume of ash thousands of meters into the air. The Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency says the ash plume would cover the area surrounding the volcano, and it urged residents of the Big Island in the path of the plume to shelter in place. Michelle Coombs is a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
In my mind, what we saw today, you know, this cloud up to 30,000 feet above sea level, that's consistent with what we were expecting. We could expect similar events to happen in the future as these kind of interactions between the groundwater and the lava continue.
Authorities have been warning residents and aircraft to stay away from parts of the Big Island after the volcano spewed a huge plume of ash and large rocks. The World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee meeting on Friday to consider the international risks of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO Deputy Director General for Emergencies Peter Salama says emergency action is needed to contain the disease.
We've confirmed a case of Ebola in the regional capital of Equator Province, which has a population of about 1 million people. That capital is called Bandaka. And why that's really critically important is Bandaka is a large town in itself. It means there's another site of infection for this outbreak.
There have already been 44 suspected, probable, or confirmed cases of Ebola. So far, 23 people have died. Birth rates in the United States reached 30-year lows in 2017. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that rates declined in all groups. In total, there were 3.853 million births last year, the lowest since 1987. On Wall Street, prices ended the day lower Thursday with the Dow down 0.22% and the Nasdaq lower. Stock prices were higher in Europe. I'm David Byrd, VOA
News.
That's
the latest world news from VOA.